suspect or what country he is currently in. But information shared with the Associated Press indicates that the person is in a country that will not allow U.S. military on the ground. Administration officials also say that the CIA has drones watching that suspect, who was accused of being an Al-Qaeda facilitator who's been directly responsible for deadly attacks against U.S. citizens overseas and who continues to plan attacks against them that would use improvised explosive devices. So why not just kill him as the U.S. did U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki? I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, the CIA wants to take out a U.S. citizen living overseas who is accused of helping Al-Qaeda carry out attacks against Americans overseas. So why not just kill him? Well, since the killing of U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki by drone strike, the Obama administration has issued some new rules, including that these so-called targeted strikes be carried out by the military, and that the target must also pose a continuing imminent threat to U.S. persons. Now, this is where things get messy, because even though the military and the CIA say that this person is a threat, they have offered no evidence, no proof whatsoever that that is the case. Now, the Justice Department is actually building the case against him, but here's the biggest problem. The case isn't going to a grand jury or into the justice system. No, the Justice Department is simply working to build a case that they will present to the president for review, and the president gets to decide this man's fate. Which means that despite the fact that we're pretending in the media that there's a new system in place, it's still a completely lawless system that allows a president to decide whether or not to kill a citizen who has simply been accused of a crime, but has had not one bit of evidence presented against him in court. No due process. For all the stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-12.
Really Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And a reminder that in hour number three of our program today, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us at the microphone with her unique perspective on the world. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, and we have a caller waiting on the line. Richie in Pittsburgh, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Michael Rivero. This is my first time calling you. And I'm calling you to, first and foremost, thank you for the information that you give out to people throughout the world, especially in United States.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And I found out about your YouTube edit, the videos you put up. It was suggested to me by YouTube, believe it or not. And
oh, okay.
I found out who you were. Oh, wow, okay. And then republicbroadcasting.org. Like, what's that? Okay. And then Ben Swan and Everything's Growing. So I just want you to know, I live here in Pittsburgh. It's a financially deprived neighborhood, as I like to say, mostly of African Americans. And when I speak about some of these issues going on, I get weird looks, you know, sometimes. Everyone's so just run with the establishment. I'm like, no, because in order to secure our future, we have to pay attention to these things. And for African Americans, you know, I always, it's a weird position to be in to fight for some of the issues that you speak about, because our history is so warped and entangled in different and weird ways. But I think for the benefit of all Americans and the world who relies on us to be strong, it's important that we realize that at this point in time, of course the racism issue is something America has dealt with for a long time, but it's a pretty civil place and most people are okay. I always say it's a yin-yang with everything. It's 50-50. Churches, money, the country, whatever, everything's yin and yang. But it's a point where we all need to really focus in on the serious issues and pay attention to your show a little more.
Well, thank you very much for that. And certainly we seem to have hit a stage right now where all of these disparate components of the independent media that have been evolving and developing over the last 20 years are starting to come together, and we're seeing a lot of synergy, cross-pollinization. As I've said before, I am absolutely delighted that we have Ben Swan here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it is beginning to emerge as its own independent media structure that is now of significant force and reach and influence, where the corporate media has to grudgingly acknowledge that we are a factor in the public debate right now. As far as the other part of it, I think left to themselves, the vast majority of human beings tend to get along with each other pretty well. And when we look at issues of racism, what we are seeing are not natural expressions of negative human instincts so much as we are seeing manipulations and exploitations by politicians who need to create a problem in order to sell us a solution, whether that problem is race relations between the blacks and the white, gay marriage, abortion. There's that new lawsuit up in Utah over women being allowed to give up their children for adoption without even telling the fathers about it. These are issues that are manufactured in in order to try and ignite a public debate from which politicians and opportunists can derive money and power and authority, resolving a problem that didn't even exist until they came along to create it.
Yes, that's really just incredible. But I really appreciate it. I'm also a musician and a songwriter, and I understand your wife Claire is, and it'd be nice to hear her a little bit in a little bit. But I did this song called America, The Wars Within, and I have not yet released it. And I just looked at America like we have wars going on within our own country, and also being entangled with foreign aggression and actually causing some of these things by financing these uprisings in some of these countries. It's unbelievable that we pay our enemies who supposedly knocked down the World Trade Center. We pay them money to destroy other countries. I mean, that's just insane that the American people aren't seeing what's going on. And how to solve this, I don't know, because America, I always think they have the guns and they have the power. So I don't know what type of revolution it's going to take in order to get these politicians to work for a better America.
Well, what I think is ultimately going to happen is we're going to see the current United States federal government collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. There's going to be about 3 to 4 months of extreme difficulty. We're all going to have to pull together to get through and form a new American republic, reaffirming the founding principles of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and just basically tell the money junkies, get out, you're fired, you've had enough fun, go away, do something else. I really do not see this current banking system and federal government able to perpetuate itself. We're looking at an imminent collapse, or their attempt to simply get World War III going into overdrive, or even another possibility was suggested by an article we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com. This nation is actually quite open and vulnerable to an internal coup d'etat, possibly by the military.
Yes.
Possibly, we might even be in the middle of seeing a repeat of the Wall Street bankers' coup d'etat against Roosevelt in 1933. It certainly does seem as if they are achieving their aims of a fascist economic dictatorship in this country.
Wow. Well, I usually say I'm going to start a garden this spring. I ordered some survival seeds, just tomatoes, and I'm going to order the other packet as in a few weeks. But I always tell people in my communities that you have to understand you must rely on yourself. And work outside the system that is working against you. I mean, this fluoride, the GMOs, bisphenol A, chemtrails, all of this stuff is just incredibly daunting. I mean, just to think that your government would allow that to happen, I just look at it as though you have to rely on yourself and pretty much start growing your own food if you.
Well, it was always really that way. I mean, the idea is that government and corporations want you to be dependent on them because dependency is slavery. And when you are able to go out there, out into the world and just fend for yourself, then you are no longer useful to those who see themselves as the natural enslavers of their fellow human beings. And that is why dependence is always the hallmark of a dictatorship. That's why we call July 4th in this country Independence Day. We don't call it Freedom Day. We don't call it the day we kicked the British out. We call it Independence Day. It was the day we stopped allowing ourselves to be dependent on the Bank of England for our currency, the British East India Company for our tea, and so forth and so on. And we became independent. And what independence means is the ability and the right and the freedom to tell local government authority and the bankers to just toddle on off because they have nothing that we need.
Wow, incredible. How can we donate as far as getting the CD from your wife and donating money to your to What Really Happened?
Okay, well, what you do is you can, first of all, you can call 800-724-2719, and that'll take you to RBN, and you can pledge your donation there, and make sure that you give them your mailing postal address and that you want the CD, and we'll get that out into the mail to you. You can also go to the top of republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little donate button there, and you can hit that.
Okay.
take you over to a page with a PayPal link and a postal address if you prefer to be anonymous. And I absolutely guarantee you every single penny that you send into Republic Broadcasting is going to be put to use to get the information out to the American people so they can make really good choices. Also, right now, especially with the debt ceiling games that they're playing with in Congress here, this is a really good time to be owning physical silver and gold. So you can go over to the Republic Trading Group.
Yes.
And they will set you up with rounds and bars, and a proceed of those sales also goes to support our on-air, online activity. And every single bit is necessary, and thank you for those who've donated. Rich, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Darrow in the Afternoon Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike and Darrow, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Darrow in the Afternoon Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a couple of stories I want to cover here as we finish out this hour and head up to the top where Claire is going to be joining us here. Apparently, there is yet another in what seems to be this endless series of child porn scandals all over Europe. This is apparently the first minister of Germany's new cabinet resigned today. Hans-Peter Friedrich came under fire when it emerged. He apparently passed on information about another member of the parliament suspected of possessing naked photos of children. Now, I want to be very, very clear about this. I think this whole child sexual, whatever, there's something very weird going on there, and I really don't get it. But at the same time, to what extent are we looking at political hatchet jobs? Because we understand hatchet jobs are a reality of political life all over the country. We certainly saw that with Chris Christie. And at what point do we start to suspect how much of this is real and how much of this really is a modern witch hunt? Because we know a great deal of fraud has existed in these cases. And I think what we need to do is maybe stop that knee-jerk reaction to saying, oh, child porn, that's it, his career is over. Really? Why? Why was this person being targeted? Because it looks like there's a lot of skullduggery going on all over Europe, all over the U.S. We're seeing this strange story about all these bankers, something like 20 mid-level bankers, people on the inside of the high-frequency trading programs, and all of a sudden they seem to be dying off real quick. And it almost feels like at the moment, this specific moment, there's almost a vacuum of activity around Wall Street and Washington, D.C. And yes, I know Obama's out there flying over the western half of the U.S., bemoaning the drought and global warming and pouring out all kinds of carbon emissions from Air Force One to hammer home the point. But it almost feels like we're in a waiting pattern. And I've been feeling that all week long, where it's like something's out there, whether it's Israel's just going to haul off and attack Iran, or there's going to be some kind of a crash. I know the stock market today is sort of doing semi kind of okay. But it almost feels like there's a lot of waiting going on. They're waiting for the shoe to fall. If you ever come out here to the island of Oahu and you visit Pearl Harbor, and even though we know the true story of Pearl Harbor is very much different from what it is officially taught, it is still a very moving experience to visit the place. And they have this documentary that you get to watch before you go out to the remains of the Arizona. And I remember them talking about how those last few weeks before it all started to happen, it just, everybody felt it was a waiting game. And it's feeling like that to me right now, that the people behind the war agenda are looking for a way to get the wars moving forward. The people who are trying to stop the war, of course, are looking for every opportunity to pull the rug out from under it. But it almost feels like there's a waiting game going on. And I think that probably is going to upset a lot of people. Now, over in Iran, as you know, they're having their 35th anniversary celebrations following the Iranian Revolution of 1979. The U.S. government continues to portray the Iranian 1979 revolution as a slap in the face of U.S. authority and power, which, yeah, it is in the context of the fact that the only reason the 1979 Iranian Revolution happened in the first place was the 1953 overthrow of Iran's elected government by the Central Intelligence Agency. So Iran is basically having a party. It's their equivalent of Independence Day when they kicked out this foreign occupying power. And apparently some of the celebrations, they're setting up booths to throw a shoe at Obama. Now, for anybody who understands Middle Eastern culture, throwing a shoe at somebody is considered a horrible insult. Even if the shoe does not inflict any real physical damage, it is a symbolic gesture of extreme, extreme insult. And apparently these throw a shoe at Obama booths are very, very popular over there in Iran. But of course, the U.S. is still, President Bush had two shoes thrown at him. I remember that one very, very clearly. The U.S. is still trying to portray Iran's celebration as somehow a provocation against the United States. I imagine the British probably felt pretty much the same way at every Independence Day celebration in the United States of America. Certainly, under the goading of the Rothschild Bank, they tried to recolonize the United States in the War of 1812. So, anyway, over in Italy, as you know, they're going through their turmoil because the prime minister has submitted his resignation to President Giorgio Napolitano, who is apparently going to have to choose a new prime minister within the next few days. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, I was wondering, well, a couple things. First, one of John Fettmiller was on his show, kind of, I guess, frustrated or talking about how people are not waking up and concerned about how a takeover, if there was, of America versus, and I say, well, from your show, more, I was saying when I called in, more and more young people, maybe older people are asleep, but the younger people are more internet-oriented, and so they're more informed with what's going on. Or at least hopefully they are.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you how I know that. I have been doing what I'm doing here for just about 20 years. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the original version of my website. And over the years, of course, we've tracked the demographics of the people who read the website. And for the vast majority of time, it was people of my age group, the Vietnam generation. But over the last 5-6 years, we have seen a marked drop in the median age of people who are reading the website and the articles. The young people very much have woken up to what's going on, and that is a good thing because they are going to inherit the mistakes that we make. Our failures will become their future life, and I am absolutely delighted to see how many young people are involved in reading the website, spreading the information through social media. They understand we are getting ready to hand them a world that is not worth living in, and they're justifiably upset, and they're motivating to take action because it is going to be their world. You know,
I agree, it
is their world. We're handing it off to them. I have always held throughout my entire life that our highest moral principle should be to leave to the next generation a better world than that which was left to us. My generation has failed miserably in that regard.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. So I got called in and said, well, more and more people are not listening to the corporate media the way it was before.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Not now.
That's certainly true.
So, and then there's proof of that. Hannity not being in the same time slot, Rush moving to another station, all those guys. So other thing is someone in the office where I work brought up about the blood moon, and every time it came up, I don't know if you're familiar with the blood moon, but every time it comes in, there's something significant with the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you ever heard anything like that or a correlation. Now, the next one's coming on April 15th.
Well, the
blood red. And so I was wondering if you can expand on that.
Israel's national identity is very much tied up in its religious faith, and they derive a lot of their symbolism from their religion. And yes, they're still screaming about red calves and third and fourth and fifth temples and everything. It's just another excuse to behave abominably and say it's the will of God. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the 7 seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just
what... And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to spend a little time the remainder of this hour on some science and technology stories. Earlier in the week, we were talking about an announcement coming out of U.S. hot fusion research of a significant breakthrough. Now it's sort of looking like it was kind of a... more of a PR, grab some attention and try and keep the funding going because of the announcement apparently out of Lawrence Livermore was their ongoing, they've been playing with this for quite some time, laser system for triggering hot fusion, and apparently they're able to get the pellet to light up. But it doesn't really represent a significant move forward. So once again, we're looking back at the reports coming out of China that they have achieved break-even energy production on hot fusion. We know the Russian tokamak reactors are doing very well. And I think one of the real crimes that we look at is considering the volume of wealth strip mined from the American people and pour it all over Wall Street to save Wall Street from having to go to jail over the mortgage-backed security fraud. There are estimates that we're talking about volumes of cash like $80, $90 trillion. And when you look at that kind of money and what it could have done to build the American nation and its infrastructure, whether it's energy companies and productions, and apparently Bill Gates' energy company down in Texas just filed for bankruptcy, thorium cycle reactors, getting the irrigation systems to work, getting flood control to work, all the things this nation needs to keep itself operating properly. All of it was neglected in order that the wealth of the nation be served up on a silver platter to Wall Street's money junkies. That's bad management. There is no way you can look at the way the federal government has been running this country for the last 40 to 50 years and see it as any kind of decent, reasonable, productive, positive management of the nation and its resources. It's just a bunch of cronies on Wall Street in Washington, D.C., strip mining the country, putting the wealth in their pocket. And, of course, we have a coffee mug we sell over at our online store that says the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And we've actually been in that phase for quite some time. Now, let's talk about some nuclear energy, because there's an interesting story coming out where France, during its early nuclear development, concealed from the world the scale of some of the fallout unleashed by their nuclear bomb tests. They did their first atomic bomb test in North Africa. Then they moved down to French Polynesia. And I remember I was actually in Tahiti during one of the last French nuclear tests and felt the ground shake. But as has come to become almost a hallmark of all the world's nuclear powers, concealed the scale of the radiation release. I remember reading about a nuclear test here in the South Pacific carried out by the U.S. government, where the bomb design actually produced something like 3.5 times the output that was expected, and it showered radioactivity all over this Japanese fishing boat that was caught downwind, and the U.S. government didn't tell anybody, and this fishing boat went back to Japan and sold its cargo into the general Japanese population, triggering hideous epidemic of radiation sickness and illness, and spawning a whole bunch of Japanese radioactive monster movies in the 1950s. But it just seems that we're seeing these dangerous technologies handled so recklessly. We're getting a new report now coming out of TEPCO showing that damage to the Reactor 3 fuel pool is now been revealed as considerably worse than originally estimated, worse than that at Unit 4. We know that Unit 3 is the one that actually did blow up. And by blow up, I mean there was a deflagration of the reactor fuel core. Because we all remember that picture with a huge cloud over the building. And the official statement from TEPCO, from Japan, from the U.S. government, from General Electric, is it was just a hydrogen explosion. And no, it was not. Because when hydrogen combusts, you get water vapor, steam, which is white. And the cloud over the Unit 3 explosion was this pale, sickly, yellow-green, which happens to be the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So they've been lying about that all along, and again, they can't fix it. They can't do a thing about it. They're just going to run around in circles and saying, we're working on the problem, we're working on the problem, we're working on the problem. You know, go get upset about gay marriage or something like that. Meanwhile, the IRS is back in the news on a couple of fronts. First of all, the IRS has come back and decided that the estate of the late rock and roll singer Michael Jackson still owes the U.S. government $702 million. Apparently, the issue has to do with the estimated worth of Michael Jackson's estate. And here's where it gets kind of tricky, because it's a he said, she said. There doesn't seem to be a real firm handle on what the remain his estate was actually worth. It's executors of Jackson's estate saying it's worth $7 million, and the IRS is saying no, we think it's worth $1.25 billion. And because we're the IRS, we're going to go with that number and just grab and take everything. So I guess the IRS is going to be having their regional rah-rah meetings over at the Neverland Ranch. Meanwhile, the IRS targeting of political dissidents is back in the news, and here's where it gets sticky. Apparently, Senate Democrats are demanding that the IRS be allowed to increase its harassment of conservative groups. Now, all of this, of course, is illegal. The Internal Revenue Service is, in theory, all about managing the internal revenue and taxes of the American culture, and it is not supposed to be used to target particular political groups. That is an impeachable offense. It was an article of impeachment for Richard Nixon. And, of course, when it was all blowing up the first time, everybody was saying, yeah, it's impeachable, it's a crime. Nobody got fired for it. And now as we head into this November election and Democrats realizing they are already hamstrung because of Obamacare and the rest of it, now they're out there openly advocating that it's time for the incumbent parties to be able to use the tax agency to target their political opponents. And that is absolutely not what is supposed to happen. The whole idea of a political campaign in the United States of America is everybody is on an equal footing, everybody presents their ideas, everybody votes for the ideas that they like, and the country moves forward. Now we have Senate Democrats are out there saying, well, we're in power, we should be allowed to use the IRS to make sure that nobody can threaten our power. And that is definitely not America out there. Now, over this week, we've had quite a few discussions regarding the explosion in police brutality. And as I mentioned earlier in the week, I had this ongoing email debate with somebody who I think was a police officer who was trying to make the case of, look, you just do what we tell you. Let's get practical. I have the gun. Therefore, you should do what I tell you. And my response to that is, well, that sounds exactly like the criminals are saying. Do what I say because I have a gun. And if you're going to take that same attitude, then as far as I can see, there isn't a difference between the police and the criminals. All right. Now, we have talked about this statistic about how since 9/11, 8 times as many innocent Americans have been murdered by the police as by terrorists. And I use that word deliberately, murdered, especially in light of that horrible story that surfaced yesterday about this 80-year-old guy machine-gunned to death in his bed by L.A. County sheriffs who were looking to seize his property under civil forfeiture. And they didn't find any drugs or anything there. They just gunned the guy down. Said, our bad, sorry, get to keep your property. Well, there's a new statistic out there. And it turns out more Americans are being killed by police than are being killed in the war zones in Iraq and Afghanistan. You think about that one for a little bit. We're supposed to be at war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and yet more innocent Americans are being killed here in the streets of the United States of America at the hands of United States law enforcement. Has the U.S. federal government's war against the American people already begun? Do we hear the clash of resounding arms in the distance approaching closer with every day? I think so. I absolutely do think so. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm having people send me all these articles are showing up about, again, this bizarre, aberrant behavior by the American police departments. And it just seems to be accelerating. And as I pointed out in the last segment, along with that statistic about how U.S. police departments have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as terrorists since 9/11. We have another statistic which says we are seeing more of our American citizens die in the streets of America at the hands of the police than we are losing in the streets of Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, what the heck is going on with that? We know, we have seen the U.S. federal government weaponizing itself. in preparation for a war against we, the American people, and the 50 states. Has that war already begun? Certainly looks like it from where I'm sitting. The federal government is openly disdainful of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're openly hostile to the American people, expressing their displeasure with the way the country is being run. Do they really think that allowing the police to run roughshod over the American people is going to silence us? That may have worked back in the 1940s in Nazi Germany, where the Germans had nothing but the radio and the newspaper to find out what was going on, but those days are gone. Can you imagine how different the history of the world would have been had there been an internet in the 1940s Germany? Hitler would have never gotten out of art school, let alone caused all the problems that he ultimately did. And by the way, for those who don't remember, there actually was an organization trying to do in Nazi Germany what the internet does today. It was called the Order of the White Rose. And they didn't have an internet, obviously, but they had printing presses. And they did, in fact, significantly impede the agenda of the Nazis. Unfortunately, they wound up ultimately losing and paying the ultimate price. But there were people in Germany who had the courage to stand up and say, this government is taking the nation in a wrong direction. It is morally wrong. It is economically wrong. And they called themselves the Order of the White Rose. And their spirit lives on today in the independent media. Now then, apparently Republican State District Judge Angus McGinty is expected to resign. In fact, may have already resigned today. Apparently, he reduced bail on defendants appearing before him in court in exchange for things like free auto repairs on his personal vehicle. Now, I understand this does represent corruption, and the judge should resign. What amazes me is the scale here is so small. It's like, why did he even bother? You're looking at the possibility of federal corruption charges and the loss of your job and pension. So you're going to what? Write this guy's bail down by $100 if he fixes your rearview mirror? That doesn't even begin to make sense unless the corruption is just so open and rampant. This guy literally thought this is the way the courtroom is supposed to operate and nobody was ever going to complain. Meanwhile, over in Kentucky, pardon me, there was a trooper who lost his job. He got fired for being caught having sex with a 15-year-old girl, and now he's applying to get his job back, saying that, well, having sexual relations with a 15-year-old girl, it was a moral mistake, but that was all, and he should get his job back. And the fact that they're actually seriously considering giving it to him tells you a lot about why this country is in such trouble. We're going to go to the phones here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
When you were talking about, you had a caller call in, was talking about civil unrest if the economy crashes and the civil war that will happen afterwards. And, you know, I agree. I think that is going to happen. I don't know when, but I think it is going to happen. But just to prepare myself, I just wanted to find out if I could find ammunition for my rifles. And I have called around all morning, and I can't find any ammunition for my rifles because it seems to be either it's either being held back by government or it's been bought up or something's going on, but everybody's giving me the same answer. No, we can't get a hold of any of that. Sorry, it's been at least a year now. It's kind of strange.
What kind of, what specific caliber are we talking about here?
And I'm looking just for .22 long rifle. That's it.
You can't even get .22 long rifle. Wow.
Yeah, we haven't had any in a year, they keep telling me.
Well, we do know that the federal government has been buying up all kinds of highly lethal anti-personnel ammunition that is inappropriate for target or for law enforcement, and it may be to keep it out of the hands of the American people. But again, we do have a right to keep and bear arms, and the government is using our own money to try and buy all the ammunition and guns away from us. Ultimately, though, again, guns and ammunition, especially for you homeloaders, That's going to become a crucial barter item in getting through that 3 to 4 month period following the collapse of the U.S. government and the establishment of the new republic.
I agree with you 100%. Hey, I did have one question for you. Have you been following this whole bombing thing of this lawyer and his wife?
I've sort of been peripherally aware of it. There's something bizarre about there was a note on the bomb that
I emailed you on that, and does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense to me at all. Sounds like another magic passport picture. I got to take a closer look at that.
I could take an AM-80 firecracker outside and tie a note to it, and I could explode it. And I'm sure it would be in shreds. So the whole note thing with the bomb that killed two people, it doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't seem to make sense. Why would you even put a note on a bomb unless it was being set up to frame somebody or fake something? I mean, the whole idea of a bomb is there shouldn't be much of anything left of it anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's funny that the news people are running this. You know, they're all running it, and not one scratching his head going, geez, how's that possible? Nobody's scratching their head saying, how is that possible?
Well, you know, anybody in the corporate media who ever stopped to actually scratch their head and wonder if the stories they're reporting make sense, they don't get to keep their job because they would have said long by now. Obviously, human-caused global warming isn't real. Obama screwed up Obamacare, and you don't get to keep your job in the corporate media by thinking for yourself over there. Yeah, the people who are over there thinking for themselves, they wind up working over here in the independent media, like Ben Swan.
Right.
Who came out of that environment. But Ben Swan does scratch his head, and he does ask, is this making sense? And he comes up with the correct answer. No, it doesn't. And that's why we've got him, and they don't, and I am celebrating that.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Steve. We're going to let you go. All right, coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely lady Claire here, there's been another court decision that we need to keep in mind. A court has ruled that a warrant is required to access drug prescription databases. This is a federal court ruling that says that you, as a patient, have a reasonable expectation of privacy with your prescription drug records, and law enforcement must obtain a warrant to search that information to find out what medication you're on. Now, I can understand where there may be there is a growing awareness of the link between prescription antidepressants and acts of extreme violence. And I think because of that demonstrable link, you can establish probable cause in order to secure that warrant. And so I agree the judge took the constitutional line here, took the Fourth Amendment line here, and was absolutely correct to do so. The burden should always be on the government to justify its actions against the people. The government should just not have carte blanche against all law-abiding human beings on planet Earth. And we're going to have to stand up for that. And that really is what it's going to come down to. We will keep our rights only so long as we are willing to stand up and demand them. Every time we step back and say, oh, all right, I really didn't need that right anyway, we're murdering our own nation. We're selling it out to these private money junkie interests. We got to take a break. We'll be back with the Lady Claire in just a few minutes.